This poem is called Sighting. It's based on rumours of a black panther that roams the foothills of the Southern Alps in mid-Canterbury. Not using our inside voices, barefoot and hefting matching backpacks down the school bus steps to the intersection at the edge of our farm, grass a crinkly beige and sky split ozone blue, forgotten apple smushed under my lunchbox leaks a dribble of sickly liquid, body temperature rivulet down the back of my shorts, feet stickening with the squelchy pop of tar bubbled on the main road, the inland scenic route chip seal that gets molten every 20 degree day, then ripped up in chunks by passing milk tankers gouging out the infrastructure of each summer, to winter us later in potholes that frost over as stomped ice mornings, crack and splash in our good school shoes until the bus comes. But for now it's freckling season, sun-drenched and primal, we pick hot black bitumen off our calluses, use it to glue dry pine needles together into combs and swords and witch amulets, knees scabbed in the dirt to fuss and bicker, having already forgotten the permission slips we were shipped home with. And then, a brackish whiff, something feral, musks its way through the pine plantation to slink over the state highway, brittle talismans crush in our hands. Did you see it? That whiskered blackness, that solid shadow, sleek haunch and broad pawpad, larger than a Labrador, smaller than a cow, only a breathless haze where it went, heat rippling off the highway in the distance, a vacant mirage pooled between the yellow pasture and the ordinary sky. Clutch of splintered pine needles, lancing palms clotted with tar and dust. The seeping reek from the sack of lamb tails slumped at the side of the road.